The House passed a sweeping foreign aid package. Opening statements in Donald Trump's trial start today. And Meta really wants you to use its new AI chatbot. That's some of what we'll get to on The 7 from The Washington Post. I'm Hannah Jewell. It's Monday, April 22nd. Let's get you caught up with today's 7 stories. Number 1. The House of Representatives passed bills to send billions of dollars to Ukraine and Israel. On Saturday, a $95 billion package moved forward. That's despite a threat from far-right House members to oust House Speaker Mike Johnson if he advanced aid for Ukraine. The measure includes $60 billion in aid to Ukraine and $17 billion for Israel. It also includes support for Taiwan. And it includes a measure that could force TikTok to cut ties with its Chinese parent company or face a nationwide ban. Georgia Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene was among the Republicans opposed to the package. She spoke to reporters after its passage yesterday.
This is the sellout of America today. When we had members of Congress in there waving the Ukrainian flag on the United States House of Representatives floor, while we're doing nothing to secure our border, I think every American in this country should be furious.
But House Speaker Mike Johnson explained his decision to support sending more aid to Ukraine despite the opposition from some in his party.
I've said it very simply. I'll say it once again. It's an old military adage, but we would rather send bullets to the conflict overseas than our own boys, our troops. And I think this is an important moment, an important opportunity to make that decision. We allowed the House to do that, and I expect the Senate will make the same decision. I think we did our work here, and I think history will judge it well.
The package will be considered in the Senate this week. And Ukraine is urging Congress to move quickly. It says it will only be able to hold back an expected Russian offensive if U.S. weapons arrive soon. Opening statements in Donald Trump's criminal trial in New York begin today. That's number 2. Trump is accused of falsifying business records before the 2016 election to hide an alleged affair with the adult film star Stormy Daniels. A jury for the trial was selected last week. Today, a prosecutor and a defense attorney will offer their opening statements in the trial. Then, the district attorney's office will begin presenting witnesses and evidence to make its case for convicting the former president. As he's faced more legal scrutiny, Trump has become angrier and more isolated. The Post analyzed all of Trump's online posts from the official launches of his campaigns in 2016 and 2024 to show how his social media use has changed over time. It shows that he's posting far more this time around, and at least 570 posts since November 2022 have contained direct personal insults. The Supreme Court will weigh bans on unhoused people sleeping outdoors. That's number 3. Justices will hear arguments today about whether governments can enforce laws against people sleeping outside when shelter space is lacking. This is the most significant case to come before the court in decades on the issue of homelessness. And it comes as the number of unhoused people is reaching record levels in the U.S. According to federal data, more than 600,000 people are homeless, and nearly half of them sleep outside. A decision in this case is expected in late June. Number 4. Israel's military intelligence chief resigned today over the October 7th Hamas attack. Major General Aharon Haliva is the first general from the Israel Defense Forces to offer to leave his position over the failure to prevent last year's deadly assault. Israel says that attack killed about 1,200 people. It was seen as a massive intelligence failure, and it sparked Israel's current military campaign in Gaza. Back in the U.S., President Biden condemned anti-Semitism on college campuses in a Passover message yesterday. It came after more than 100 people were arrested at Columbia University last week for protesting Israel's war. Columbia's president said that students involved in that protest would be suspended. And early this morning, she said that all of today's classes would be held virtually. California has so much solar power that it's throwing it away. That's number 5. California is one of the most renewable energy-friendly states in the country. It has enough solar panels to provide over a quarter of its electricity. But it's facing an unusual problem. There's so much solar on the grid that on sunny days, when there's not as much demand, electricity prices go negative. So gigawatts of solar power are essentially thrown away. Because of this problem, California cut back incentives for rooftop solar last year. It also slowed the pace of installing panels. But that may hinder the state's move to renewable energy. And as other states build more solar plants of their own, they may soon face the same problems. Number 6. Facebook, Instagram, Messenger, and WhatsApp are all pushing a new AI chatbot. In the past few days, you might have noticed a thin, mostly blue ring appear in these apps. That's Meta's new chatbot. It's called Meta AI. The company announced last week that it was adding the function to its biggest apps. It's mainly a conversational chat window, where you can ask questions and generate AI images. But be warned, experts say the chatbot may worsen problems on Meta's social networks. That includes harmful misinformation, hate speech, and extremist content. In our newsletter today, we have a great article with tips on how to use the chatbot. Just follow the link in our show notes. And at number 7. Trillions of cicadas are about to crawl out of the ground in the Midwest and the South. These bugs are harmless, but they're a little gross and also extremely loud. And they're going to be extra loud this spring and summer. That's because two different broods are going to emerge at the same time. This is an unusual coincidence. The last time these two broods emerged simultaneously was in 1803. While this may not be welcome news to a lot of people, cicada researchers will be very happy. One of the more unusual mysteries scientists hope to investigate involves a parasitic fungus that attacks adult cicadas. It turns them into what one expert calls flying salt shakers of death. So if cicadas invade your neighborhood this year, just pop in some earplugs and know that your local scientists are having the time of their lives. All right, you're all caught up. If you're a fan of the podcast, a great way to support our work is through a subscription to The Washington Post. And it's a great time to sign up. Right now, a year's all-access digital subscription is only $40. With that kind of access, you'll be the first to know about any flying salt shakers of death in your area. Subscribe to The Post by going to washingtonpost.com/subscribe. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll meet you back here tomorrow.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.